It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Warner Brothers CEO Kevin Sugihara has stepped down over allegations of an improper relationship with actress Charlotte Kirk. He's accused of wielding improper influence to land roles for Kirk while having a sexual relationship with her for years. Kirk, who appeared in Warner Brothers' How to Be Single and Ocean's 8, said, "Mr. Sugihara never promised me anything. He sent out an internal memo last week in which he apologized for mistakes in my personal life that have caused pain and embarrassment to the people I love the most and to the company itself." Miley Cyrus fought back tears while speaking at the Celebration of Life for Janice Freeman on Monday in Irvine, California. Freeman was a contestant on The Voice and died from a blood clot in her lungs a couple weeks ago.
I just want to clear up a rumor. I was never her coach. Ever. She was always mine. I learned more from her than anyone that I've ever gotten the honor to be in the room with, not just vocally. I should have gotten more lessons than I did, but she taught me everything that I know about love. I had planned on singing a song for her, but just losing her is just too much for me. But I'll always be your sister. I'm here for you, and I'm here for your family. And Janice, I'll miss you more than I could ever say.
Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown is dating Romeo Beckham, the 16-year-old son of Victoria and David Beckham. The two met at UNICEF's 70th anniversary gala in 2016 and immediately hit it off. Now they are reported to have started dating. An insider says it's early, but they make a very sweet couple. Victoria has given it the seal of approval as she is a big fan of Millie's. 15-year-old Millie first met the Beckhams in December of 2016 when she actually handed an award at that award show to David. After admitting that she was a fan of Romeo, she was asked what she hoped would happen with her Stranger Things character 11 on the show, and she joked, "I don't know, something with Romeo Beckham." It's kind of cute. And during Celine Dion's concert at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, a 7-year-old gave her a note asking if she could come up and sing with her. And Celine said yes. She gave her the microphone. And this 7-year-old impressed everybody with "I Surrender."
"I'm going to give you my microphone and you can turn around and sing at the Coliseum of Las Vegas for me. Come on." "'Cause I surrender."
Coming up in less than an hour, the new Bachelorette talked about what she's looking for in a guy.